From contraception to abortion, the debate over what we're broadly calling women's issues has certainly claimed a spot at the forefront of the 2012 presidential race. We talked a few minutes ago about the remarks on rape and abortion made by Missouri Representative Todd Akin. And yesterday, the GOP included language in their official platform that calls for a constitutional amendment that would ban abortion with no explicit exceptions in cases of rape and incest. We're joined this morning by two Republican or former Republican voters who are reconsidering their loyalty to the party as a result of some of these issues. Callie Pioli is a law student at Suffolk University in Boston, and Allie Bishop is a teacher from Eastern Pennsylvania. Good morning to you both.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Great. Great to have you here. Callie, I want to start with you. I understand you have been a Republican your whole life. You're now re-registering as an independent, and that is because some of these issues surrounding the conversation about women. What's going on in your mind?
Well, I think that the recent comments made by Akins are unfortunately one in a long chain. This has been a season of attacks on Planned Parenthood and the introduction of state-sanctioned rape laws, those very invasive abortion laws, and right on the heels of Rush Limbaugh's comments a couple months ago. So it definitely seems to be a pattern of disrespecting and diminishing women's issues, and it's very hard to ignore as a woman.
Well, you know, Todd Akin is a Missouri representative. He did apologize. The Republican Party did disavow him. They're clearly aware that there is a problem here. And I wonder, when you see the Republican response, does that make you hope that maybe the party is moving back on track or plans to, in terms of what matters to you?
I think it's a little bit too little too late. You know, when Rush Limbaugh made his comments, Romney's disavowing of it, if you will, was those were not the words I would use, not that the things that he was saying were wrong. And it took him probing by the media to change his original reaction this time, which was, I can't defend what Akin said. It took a lot of pressure for him to say it was wrong and it was inexcusable. So I think that when these kind of comments come out, they're really taking the temperature and showing the actual mindset of a lot of influential Republicans in the party. And the political cleanup afterwards is, it just seems like a facade, really.
Well, you were a stalwart Republican. You were a Republican voter. You were a registered member of the party. If the party is no longer playing to you, who do you think they're trying to attract? Who is their base now?
Their base is absolutely more the ultra-conservative Christian right-wing group. That seems to be where a lot of the funding is coming from. And it's unfortunate because they're leaving their moderates out in the wind. And I think we make up a much larger population than they realize.
Is there a bird in the background there, Callie?
I think there is.
Yes, is that
your pet?
I have a window open.
Oh, you do.
All right, Callie, just one quick question before we move on to Allie. You're re-registering as an independent. Who do you plan on voting for in the presidential election? You're going to go for Obama?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, I'll take who I consider to be kind of a disappointing candidate over who I consider to be a frightening candidate, which is kind of how I felt in the last couple of elections. So more of the same.
All right. Hang on just a second there, Callie. I want to bring in Allie Bishop. She's a teacher from Easton, Pennsylvania. Allie, you voted Republican again your whole life, and then you stopped voting. What happened?
Kind of very similar to what Callie said. The last election, I was not happy with McCain or Palin. That was not representing me at all. And I looked at Obama, and I just didn't feel like we knew enough about him. I think he's an amazing orator. I didn't disagree with him on everything, but I just didn't feel comfortable with him. And so I just abstained. I was just like, I don't know who to choose. And I was at a place in life where I just couldn't make a decision.
Allie, you've been frustrated with what you've heard from Republicans on what we're talking, women's issues. Callie, you said the same thing. You were very clear that you now consider Mitt Romney, I guess you said, a frightening candidate because of it. But Callie, women's issues, sure, contraception, abortion, Rush Limbaugh, the economy is a women's issue. Your paycheck is an issue, whether you're a man or a woman, paying for college, paying for the kids. Sure, those are women's issues. But you were for Romney on all the other issues of the day. Is there a chance that all of this is a distraction from the big issues of the day? I know you've considered that.
I think that if I put myself in a situation when I, if God forbid, I would ever be, you know, a rape victim would be actually in the situation where these things would really make a difference, a good economy is not going to help me. The opportunity to get a job is not going to help a single mom who doesn't have social welfare programs that have been defunded.
Interesting. So that's risen up to the number one issue for you. What about you, Allie?
I'm kind of like, you know what? The economy became a really, really big issue. And I think that's where I was at in 2008. I just wasn't sure what the economy was going to do. And I was a little scared. I have not followed anything that Mitt Romney has said. I don't feel like he's in touch. I don't think he gets it. He's definitely no one I would have ever chosen. So I started moving away from that quite some time ago. But I think, yeah, you know, we're here now. And I'm like, okay, great. So we fix our economy and I'm a second class citizen in my own country. How is this helping me? How does this do anything to us as people?
Quick question, guys, for both of you before we go. We talked to a Republican strategist a few minutes ago on the show, and she said, look, I know women are hearing this discussion, and I know that they're worried, but this is not the Republican Party. These kinds of statements are not us. Let me ask you both very quickly, what does the Republican Party need to do to get you back in the fold? Callie, let's start with you then, Allie.
I think actions speak louder than words, and I think backing off on a lot of their really archaic political and litigation policies would really help. You know, I think that abortion is a really complicated issue and there's room for compromise and regulation, but they've taken this all or nothing stance, which makes the women the villain instead of the victim. And I think that they really need to back off of that. It's not working. It's not good.
And Allie, what do you think?
I think until they move to a more moderate stance and until they are more willing to include women and we start seeing women in the party and we start seeing them out there and saying, look, you know, we're willing to come meet in the middle. This shouldn't be a two-party issue. This should be all of us working together to fix this economy and to be one people. No way.
Callie Pioli is a law student at Suffolk University in Boston, and Allie Bishop, no way, Allie Bishop, is a teacher from Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.